Hey, what's happening, guys? Welcome to another NRD podcast. This is your boy, Mr. Freeze, a.k.a. the Frozen One.
And his sidekick, the Narpup.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Narpup?
I'm doing good, man. Just watching some Priest in the back. Ooh. Background. That was a good movie.
Nice.
I enjoyed that movie a lot.
Do you?
But that's not what we're here for today. We're here to finish off the second half of the first half of Young Justice.
There's so many halves in the Young Justice.
Yeah. Starting off, we have episode 7, introducing a new character, my man, Macho Man Vandal Savage.
Oh, Macho Man Savage, your boy, dude.
Yeah. I love the name. And to be honest, I never heard of this guy. But right off the bat, I fell in love. I said, DC, where is this guy in the movies?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great, man. That's what Adam.
Yeah, let me see him. I want to see this guy. Supposedly, he's like was around like the dawn of human evolution. He fought a bear in that episode. And like flashing back, like now it's like current time. And there's like an armada attacking Earth. And then he has like some deal with Darkseid. Which you find out, Darkseid invaded Earth like a long time ago.
That's a nice little revelation.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me about that, Freeze.
Oh, well, during his little origin story, he's traveling through his like memories from his, I guess, his in the beginning, you think his assistant, Cassandra or something. Not Cassandra.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I forgot her name was...
It's all right. She's not important.
Oh, yeah. Apparently. Oh, yeah. Lydia, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
No, but she's telling the story of Vandal Savage and like, You said he started in the beginning of man, got attracted by it, looked like a meteor.
Yeah.
Fights a bear, it looks pretty gnarly. The bear's like all savage, like no pun intended, savage.
Yeah.
And straight up gets cut up by the bear.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? And then like, you find out he turned into Genghis Khan, supposedly. Yeah. Like he's the real Genghis Khan.
He's the real Genghis Khan.
The real Genghis Khan. And he had like metahuman sons and daughters. And then apparently Darkseid tried to invade. Like back in the not prehistoric days, but like almost like medieval days.
Yeah, around.
I was
then,
like,
yeah.
What? They apparently they fought him to a standstill. Where they're like, all right, let's make a deal. Let's keep a little truce pact.
Yeah, basically, between the two, once he finally has his army, Vandal, Darkseid's gonna come back. They're gonna go at it. Whoever wins is gonna be like the master of the universe.
Yeah, man, I was like tripping out because I didn't know. Like one, I didn't know. Was Genghis Khan before that. Like, I knew of Vandal Savage from the previous Young Justice episodes, like season two, I think season two and one.
Yeah.
But, and then a couple of the, like you said, the previous incarnations through like the DC TV or Justice League cartoon. But there's little like fun facts. Like, did you know that he was the original Genghis Khan? Or did you know like he started like the almost like the Greek gods and all that?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wow. He's like been through it all. Like, every like famous like ideology or like historic moment.
That was him.
Vandal Savage was part of it.
Right? He's like, it was me.
And then the Darkseid invading that long ago, too. So I'm like,
whoa. Yeah. Yeah, the Darkseid, like, threw me off. I was like, wait, I thought this was, like, Superman's dude.
Right?
But
well,
like, nah.
Exactly, yeah. But,
yeah. But yeah, Superman's.
And you know that, too. But Darkseid from the season 2 finale of Young Justice, Vandal Savage, like, makes the little shakes on it. Like, it's a deal. You don't know what. That's what we're trying to figure out now. Like, apparently in the middle of packed again.
See, if I would have watched season 1 and 2, I would have known this, but I'm jumping in late, season 3. But I'll go back in time and watch that. So, pretty much, the Armada is defeated.
Cold War World.
Yeah, it was like, that was amazing too. I was like, this should be a movie. Why is this not a movie? Right?
Yeah, I totally watch that.
Yeah, pretty much right now, this episode, the Outsiders, they're like doing nothing right now. This is all
Vandal Savage episodes.
Yeah, and then at the end, it turns out that the older one who...
Olivia?
She kind of has, like, dementia or, like, Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And Savage pretty much just, like, breaks her neck at the end.
That was brutal. I'm like, dang. Like,
to put her out of her, her estate. But that was sick. I was like, who is this man? Dude, I need more.
Dude, like I hate to use the pun again, but it was pretty savage.
Yeah, it's a perfect name.
Because he just like his own daughter, like, and then his other daughter's like, yeah, she was like, her mind was deteriorating.
Trying to
show her mercy.
Trying to justify it, right?
Yeah, I'm like, man, brutal.
Yeah, so that was episode 7. Episode 8, we go in, and then you have a Jigsaw-looking character who has, like, the ability of the dark arts. They're trying to steal
your boy Shade.
Yeah, Shade. They're trying to steal something. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was in the
Star Labs, right?
Yeah, Star Labs, where they had where Cyborg's dad works. I forgot his name. Let me see what else we have on the notes right here. Connor, Trouble in Paradise.
Oh,
yeah. they have a rocky start going on right now in their relationship.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they're not getting that.
The lonely time.
They need that lone time. Blossoming couple,
yeah,
almost young engaged. They need that time alone.
They got too many kids running around the house, dude.
Right, for real. When do we become a daycare center? Yeah. It's like some refugees.
Yeah, pretty much is a daycare center. And then later on, there's a fight in the hangar, right?
Oh, right.
Best part, though, best line probably in the whole series is Black Lightning. He tells one of the girls, he's like, "You never had Black Lightning before."
Oh, yeah, because he's fighting Livewire. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, Black Lightning. I can handle your electricity. I'm like, "You never had Black Lightning." Such a cliche, like reality is the black.
Yeah.
Black Lightning.
Right? I was dying for a good minute. I had to pause the episode right there. And then pretty much Halo just can do whatever she wants. She has all the powers.
Oh yeah, her face when she turns white, like it's like almost like a solar flash. Like,
yeah,
took off shade, like blinded him.
It's like, what power doesn't she not have?
Dude, for real, like you're gonna keep finding new colors, new powers.
Right.
And you find out that this whole mission, Shade, Livewire, I forgot the other person, but they're all led by Cheshire, Tigress, aka, Young Justice girl.
Yeah,
her sister.
Yeah, her sister. Yeah, and then also in the episode, we have a cool Batman Robin with the Mad Hatter.
Or Tim Drake's leading his own little team with Orphan, Spoiler, and Arrowhead.
Yeah, little Dark Knight family reunion. Yeah, and Clayface is going around as a decoy, as a Mad Hatter. You find out that they're using his technology to control the metahumans later on.
Yeah, apparently they're planning nanotechnology, which is pretty cool. They're basically baby mind controllers.
Yeah,
your bloodstream and your neurons or whatnot.
Yeah, later on in the episode 2, we find out at the Justice League we have Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Martian Dude, Flash, Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they're kidnapping criminals and using them to do their bidding with this mind control stuff. But the Justice League is kind of like, well, they still have feelings too. They're still.
Yeah, they're going against their will.
Yeah, they're not wanting to commit these crimes, even though they're already criminals.
I like how Brick, he still gets trolled throughout the episode. Like, he still gets pwned by Rocket. She puts him in that force field. And he's like, come on. And he just tires himself out. Like, wow, fail.
Yeah. What I have here, what I've written down, and I don't remember quite exactly what it meant, but I put Inception, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Batman, they still keep in touch. What I'm assuming is they have that secret meeting.
Well, yeah, that's a nice little revelation that they're all, all that you find out in the episode, that all those three missions you see, they're all interlocked. Like, one was after the other.
Yeah.
And that apparently they're all those three missions, those villain missions are working together for the light. And then all the missions are doing, like, the Tim Drake's team, the Outsiders, and then you got the Justice League. They're all working together too, but in the background without making it official.
Yeah, so they have their group, the Justice League, who's going by the rules, playing by the book. But yeah,
the face of the superheroes.
Yeah, but then you have the Outsiders and Batman doing their side stuff, getting down dirty in there.
Yeah, he's doing the things they can't do, behind the scenes.
right? Doing what they must for the sake of humanity.
No, but I like it, though. I like Tim Drake's team. He leads the all-girl team. Orphan, spoiler, Arrowhead.
Yeah.
They'll have their cool thing. The Orphan's the daughter of Lady Shiva. That's going to be interesting when they meet each other up again.
Yeah, Lady, so that'd be kinda cool. Lady Shiva, dude. She's sick.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's still part of the deadliest hand-to-hand combat person out there.
Right. Next. Okay, so that wraps up that episode. Episode 9, Home Fries. We have my boy, Macho Man, Vandal Savage. He's back. And we have another badass, Lobo, is in this episode.
Oh, Lobo. The main man.
Yeah. Basically, he gets hired to be a mercenary to kill my boy, the goat, Forager.
Oh, Forager.
Dude, Forager just gave me so many lols watching this series. I love
him. Oh, gives you the cheap pops? Give you the cheap pops? Yeah.
He's a good man, dude. He's just trying to do it for the hive.
Oh, everything for the hive.
Everything for the hive. Also in this episode, we have a Meta Youth Center opens up. Let me see what else we have. The Granny Good Goggles. Plus, we have Bruce finds Bruce Wayne's funding the Meta Youth Center.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you also find out he's working, well, Bruce Wayne's company is working with Granny Goodness, the villain behind the VR goggles. They're trying to do like humanitarian stuff too, but they find the episode. It's up to no good. Definitely up to no good.
Got some shady stuff going. Let me see what else I have in the notes here.
We got to talk about the whole real cool stuff, not the Lobo interrupting the training session with the Outsiders, but the Mommy Daycare Center at Iris' West.
Oh, yes.
Basically, every superhero you find throughout the series, at least that the ones you know about, that have had kids, they all come together and have like a giant play date, superhero play date.
Yeah.
Like, what? You got Arthur Jr., you got the Tornado Twins, aka Iris West and the Flash's kids. You got, you got the daughters of Black Lightning. You got Red Tornado's daughter. You even got the real Superboy, aka Lois Lane, and Superman's son. I'm like, what? Yes. That was a pretty nice little like Easter egg galore. Like, oh, cool, all the kids.
But then what you have is there's a guy across the street looking creeper. In. Yeah, creeper, looking in, waiting for all of them, just for the right time when they all get there, and that's going on throughout the whole episode. It's building up,
adding more kids and more kids.
Yeah, it's about like total of like 15, I think, superheroes and their children.
Right.
And then what you find out at the end, go ahead, Freeze, tell us who it is.
Oh, if you watch Aquaman, it's half brother, Ocean Master.
Ocean Master.
You look all like homeless, man. Like a poor boy. Like he's all rejected from the kingdom. He just hates life.
Yeah.
But I'm still Ocean Master with his little Atlantis Trident, too. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah. That was dying. And then, actually, it's Lady Shiva, right?
Yeah, Lady Shiva interrupts him. The new enforcer of the lights.
Yeah, she's like, can't do this, man. Not going to have you do this.
He's like, we didn't know about the nuclear option. AKA nuclear option is like, kill the kids. Like, damn, the lights.
Yeah.
Going for the throw if that's the option.
Yeah, pretty much going to murk everybody there. But Lady Shiva's like, nah, man, can't do that.
It's not yet, at least.
Not yet. It's not the orders I'm given. And then, bam, one swift chop, decapitation.
Dude, Ocean Master's done, dude.
That was it, dude. Sick.
I know it's season 3, but damn, that was it. Ocean Master came, looked all homeless, and just got his head chopped off. I'm like,
yeah.
That's when you know Lady Shiva was badass, though. She just, like, took him out, like, with ease.
Yeah, it wasn't even, I don't even think he was expecting it, but. He just scrubbed, dude.
Well, obviously, he couldn't even use the trident to block it or anything. It's like, done.
Yeah. Beheaded.
I was even cooler than the fight scene where the Outsiders are fighting Lobo and that quarry. Like,
yeah, that's a dope scene, too. And then my boy, Forager, using his brain, dude.
He's smarter than the average bug, bro.
Yeah, he sheds his shell, right? And then Lobo crushes it, thinks he's dead. He's like, all right.
I'm out.
I know my job's done. I'm gonna get paid. Awesome.
Oh, but you see, did you notice though when they're fighting, his finger gets cut off?
Yeah.
The little Easter egg at the end of the credits, or we're pretty much done with this episode. You might be Lobo Jr., who at one point was a member of the Teen Titans Young Justice.
Ah, okay.
So we'll see if that's going to come to fruition. Little baby Easter egg at the end.
Is that in the first two seasons?
No, I don't know. No, it's only in the comic books.
Oh, comic books. Okay.
Yeah, because like you find out, like supposedly it's only like he could regenerate, so that little piece of finger,
yeah,
regenerates into like another Lobo, but young version.
baby Lobo.
Yeah, but it's like, what? It's like almost like I Am Groot.
nice.
So we'll see how that happens.
Yeah, and then let's see what else we have. Episode 10, Exceptional Human Beings. This episode, we have Victor Stone. Young Cyborg, yes. Still in high school, has a bright football career ahead of him, getting offers from all these schools. But all he wants is his father's love, just to watch a game. Of course. Just one game, that's all he's asking for. But he has a big game. Dad's working overtime. What, Star Labs, right, Freeze?
Yeah, Star Labs in Detroit.
Yeah. He's like, sorry, man. Like, I ain't going to make it.
It's like the classic origin story for Victor Stone and Silas Stone. Like, they basically, dad's caught up with his work, trying to get the attention of his dad, apocalyptic technology, you know, pretty much takes over.
Yeah, basically.
But I like the origin, though. This is like a, you know, the classic, why didn't you come to my game? Like, but it, the whole, it almost looks like a little horror-esque type episode where he becomes possessed by the fucking technology when he starts to become cyborg. I'm like, oh, I could dig it.
Yeah. And basically, he gets murked in a big explosion. And I think we're like jumping around episodes that got mixed up on the notes, but we all know he turns into cyborg. He's just like, has like, he's possessed by the, was it the chipset in the,
oh, the father box.
Yeah, father box. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, where father box is like mean and like destructive, and the mother box more about healing and like restorative powers and stuff.
Yeah, being nurturing, like a typical mother, right?
Of course, yes.
And then
why does it have to be a mean one? Come on.
Yeah, why does he have to be a bad dad, dude? Right. So basically, he's gonna kill his dad, but once again, we have Halo with like a bunch of different powers. It's coming out this season.
Basically, whatever the plot needs, Halo's gonna learn it.
Yeah, she just feels it. She feels the gaps pretty much for the Young Justice.
Like, we need to figure out how to get Halo over to Star Labs Detroit. How are we gonna do that? One of her colors, boom tube.
Boom tube, yeah. She's just like teleports there, right? And then she's like, can't do this, man. And then she's kind of like temporarily fixes him, like subdues the father box.
Right.
And then basically takes him back. Now he's going to be part of the squad.
That's like, technically this was episode 11, right? That's
what we. Yeah, this is 11, yeah. But I saw Victor Stone already in set. All right, we're going to do Cyborg right now.
But the episode before that was actually pretty cool. Like you said, the Exceptional Human Beings, the little silent mission with Metamorpho, Katana, and Batman. They're trying to basically infiltrate the island. Is it Santa Brisca? I want to say it's Santa Brisca, Bane's area.
Yeah, my boy, dude. How can I forget Bane?
You see Lady Shiva training all those guys, and you see Deathstroke.
Yeah.
You find out they talked about Tara, Brion's sister.
Yeah, they used the word she was like washed out. Basically, she didn't make it through the leak, but we find out later, yeah, like she's still alive.
Oh, yeah. No. And you see Lady Shiva, a little 3-on-3. Batman versus Bane. Lady Shiva versus Katana, which is pretty cool. And then Metamorpho versus Deathstroke.
Yeah, definitely. This was probably one of my favorite fight scenes in the series. What was this one?
They all matched up very well, that's why. Because sword on sword battle. No Venom. Freaking Bane still going hand-to-hand with Batman.
Yeah, he's not on the juice, dude.
He's on the juice. He's purebred, dude. Sports.
Yeah, dude. Full natty Bane, dude, going hand-to-hand with Batman.
I see you, Bane. I see you.
Yeah, Batman's got to step up his game, dude. Bane was banging with him. He was banging in the pocket. He was throwing with him.
But that, like I said, that was a cool fight. Glade Shield definitely wants the blade, the soul blade, whatever. I don't know if it's called a soul blade, but the soul.
It captures their souls,
yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, ooh. And then, like, Metamorpho was just like a joke the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he jumps into a parachute, winks at everyone like, "Hey, so long, suckers."
Yeah, I love that dude. He's just like, the helicopter comes, he's like, "Later, suckers," and he just takes off, dude.
They all grab on like, "Let's go."
Yeah.
I'm like, that's all right.
Yeah, so pretty much that's our episode 10, Exceptional Human Beings. Then we move on to 11, which you kind of went over already, jumped the gun a little bit. That's with Cyborg.
The origin story.
Origin story. Yeah, highlight of that, more importantly, is my boy, Fred Bug, with two G's.
Oh, Fred Bug.
With two G's.
Your boy, dude.
Forager is my spirit animal, dude.
Oh, easily, dude. He's just so likable. How can you not like him?
He just wants to have a good time, dude. It's
good old time. But, like anything, he's like, what? He like tries to like talk to everyone down or talk to everyone up, but like, you don't have to say two G's every time. I get it. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Fine, I'm just Fred.
Yeah, just Fred. Yeah. Yeah. So that's pretty much that. We have Cyborg, and we find out Violet has another power.
Right, with the boom tube.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's the next episode?
Next episode is number 12. Nightmare Monkeys. Bringing back.
Ooh, yes. It's...
Beast Boy, my man.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, Garfield. Let's go.
Yeah, movie star Beast Boy.
I know, he's all about like the showbiz now.
Yeah, he's a Hollywood guy now, dude. He's too good for.
He went Hollywood. It's like Hollywood Rock. It's like, come on.
Yeah. He's like, I'm past that life already.
Not to be a superhero. Come on. It's beyond me.
Let me see. What do I have here? All right, we have Beast Boy. He just filmed that classic single tier moment while they're filming.
Oh yeah, this little show. Spaceship.
Yeah, nailed that. Granny comes in, talks to him. Beast Boy has a hot date later on.
Oh yeah, and then he tries the VR goggles.
Yes,
and that's when you find out they're. And every time a Metahuman tries to wear them, they get they get like almost like
in the trance. Yeah,
traced. But him got traced. Apparently, Beast Boy is like some monkey god.
Yeah,
that's keeping him alive. He goes through this whole hallucination.
Yeah, basically his whole story, life story.
How he became a kid, how his mother died, almost like Lion King-esque.
Yeah.
When she got, like, by stampede.
Yeah.
His love for his sister, or kind of like blood sister now, because they give her the blood transfusion in season two.
Yeah.
I mean, season one. Excuse me. And then the cool thing about that little hallucination where he goes to the, almost the Teen Titans Go animation.
Yeah, I like that too.
Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
Yeah,
basically promoting Doom Patrol like within Young Justice.
That was clever. Okay, I see Young Justice.
Yeah, I like
smart
that.
Smart writer. And then like they're all like promoting death because that's all he ever sees is death. Like, because he sees all his friends die, like Wally West, his mom, all his like superhero friends.
Yeah, that was funny. I was cracking up. Like, even though it was like kind of sad, it was like the way they did it was funny. Like the animation.
Oh, yeah, and then luckily she called Miss Martian to get with her, use her mental capabilities to, like, almost bring him back. And then he basically, after the whole hallucination, it kind of teaches him what he has to do. Like, he realizes, like, I have to put down the sunglasses. Gotta get back in the game.
Gotta get back in the game, dude.
The team. I'm back on the team.
It's time. It's time to get back into business.
Definitely. And that's the same one, too, with the... I want to say the Haunted House of the Cyborg.
The Haunted House of the Cyborg.
Was the Cyborg gets taken over by the Mother Box again?
Ooh, that's episode 13. Episode 13.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's the last episode.
Oh, jumping the gun again.
Jumping the gun, dude. That's all we do is jump the gun. Jumping the shark, as they say in the business.
Oh, damn.
Okay, but yes. But yeah,
that's the next episode.
Yeah, that's lead us. That's right, though. That's a transition. Right into episode 13. The final one of the first half of Young Justice.
Called True Heroes.
True Heroes, yes. We have a nice, typical high school Halloween dance coming up. But then, canceled. So the kids, sorry. Fred Bug, Violet. He ain't going to this dance. Right? Yeah, and there's a mission going on. So, but Halo stays to keep Cyborg under control. Right? Forager, my man, he's like, give me the rock. Let me drive the ship.
Oh, I know, right? Take over the show, like, I know my girl. Yes. I know how to treat her right.
Hey, so that's my girl. I take care of her. Right? And basically, it's a big bust going on basically the Justice League and other, I think, like, law enforcement are hitting all the metahuman places.
The trafficking centers and all that?
Yes, that traffic them. Let me see what we have here. Okay. And then back at the house going on, Violet and the doctor having a moment, right?
But yeah, she's trying to reconcile
their relationship. Kind of yeah. But basically, Cyborg gets possessed, right? Classic Halloween
story. Oh, of course. The father box fully takes over. Oh, my dang.
Yeah, and this is the first time that we see Wolf, like, get into action.
Oh, I know. Wolf, come on. Like, he finally tries to, like, defend him. Like, which finally, because he's been, like, asleep the whole time. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
I love the dog. He's like Snoopy, just always chilling on top of the doghouse.
Always.
Yeah, but he gets, like, KO'd really quick. But pretty much, Violet, eventually, she handles it.
I like that little Shining homage where he's, like, breaking through the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's out. She's like, ah.
Yeah, nice.
Like, classic.
Nice pop culture reference.
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
So basically, back on the Outsiders, right, they go, they find Breon's sister.
Tara,
right?
It's like an underground fighting ring with all these little metahuman kids.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, and then I keep on saying basically a lot, but the top ones get sold off, right?
Yeah, basically the winners, mostly.
Yeah, like people bid on them, and basically they're in control of whoever buys them. So then they end up buying Tara. It was pretty cool. It's pretty slick how they just like buy her off, and they're like, you get into the limo. It's like, hey, yeah, you're like, you're safe now.
The only thing I didn't like about that episode, that part, is like, it seemed like, well, obviously it was easy for a reason. You later find out.
Yeah.
But I was like, what? And like the cool little Easter egg of like they're all wearing the Court of Owl mask, which is like a nice new 52 Batman run. So you maybe see that something over there.
Okay. Nice.
And then they're basically going throughout. They escape. They have to use the teamwork again. Tara and the brother team up to fight the other
metahumans.
Right. You got High School Junior again. Like, fall in love with Miss, not Miss Martian, but the twins, New Orleans twins.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a cool little battle. And then you get Tara, like, finally, think mission success. Of course, she goes and lives with Artemis, per usual. Otherwise, just collecting more kids.
Yeah. But so basically, after everything settles down, right, the human trafficking, meta human trafficking rig is like put to an end for now, right?
Right, that you know of, right?
We have the Outsider team, right? They're all happy. Everything's good. And then it ends with a big turn. Tara is a spy.
She's texting Deathstroke.
Yes, Deathstroke.
Basically, following the storyline, the famous storyline of Teen Titans. The Judas contract.
Yes.
So, spoilers, she's a traitor.
She's a traitor, yeah.
So, we'll see how much of that storyline they take from it. But so far, they already planted the seeds of that. So, we'll see how that goes. We'll see what much changes they have during the... Because they like to follow certain storylines, like Death in the Family,
yeah.
Maybe the Killing Joke, because you see Barbara Gordon paralyzed.
Yeah.
But they like doing little twists on them to make them more fresh, a little more modern. So we'll see how that goes. But as far as the first half of season 3 of Young Justice Outsiders, I'm digging it. I'm liking it a lot. It's more like definitely more mature tone. Like,
yeah, it has a nice edge to it.
Many human trafficking or any kind of human trafficking, that's a real life problem in today's world. So it's like they basically just put in like a little comic twist in it, adding the meta part.
Yeah, I know. It's
okay. It's serious issues right here.
Yeah, it is, man. Yeah, it's from the first episode I'm watching that to now. It's like, okay, I'm hooked. I'm ready for them to put out some more content or whenever they get back to it.
Dude, not to the summertime. Oh, brutal.
Yeah, it's a long, long wait. But it's okay, because we have Doom Patrol to talk about.
Oh, yeah, that'll be the next episode, yeah. Doom Patrol.
Yeah, we still got to watch that. But
definitely.
That puts an end. Predictions for the second half of the series?
I'm going to say, well, all the loose ends. We got to see more Batman and his team. Like, what's his what is doing on the side? I do want to see more Justice League episodes. Not Justice League episodes, but like more like
Justice League, yeah.
Members, like, I want to see freaking Aquaman, aka Aqualad, like in action.
Yeah,
like more so than just like that little side mission they showed. Sorry, episode that was, but I want to see how the best part is them interacting with the younger counterparts, because now they're not like they're not all just sidekicks. They're actual legit team, just a different team.
Yeah.
So I want to see more cooperation, see like more co-op missions. Then obviously I want to see if they do something with Jason Todd, maybe some Red Hood stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, that where they left
and
off.
And then obviously the Tara. The
turn.
Like the hill turn, you know, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. So we'll see how that goes. How about you, Nard?
Number one, more Vandal Savage.
I just, oh, you're bored.
Yeah, dude. I'm probably going to like go on a binge of like a long Wikipedia YouTube about Randall Savage like later on tonight. But definitely more him. That storyline really like it put things into perspective, like how it's like it's going to be like a battle for like the universe at the end, you know.
Oh yeah,
you know
definitely. What I mean? Whatever deal he made with Darkseid versus the League and the Outsiders all put together like a giant joint force team.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, but that's probably going to be like a couple seasons later, right?
Oh, yeah, probably. Or maybe, shoot, it might be the end episode of this season. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know. Definitely, like you said, the Red Hood, that was a nice cliffhanger that they left off that early on in the season.
Yeah, I want to see the Bat Family's reaction to him being alive still.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, you're supposed to be dead.
Pretty much more Forager, you know, just put him whenever you can.
Not yeah. Forager, bro. You gotta give me some Fred Bug.
Yeah, Fred Bug, dude, yeah. Not even Forager, just Fred Bug in high school. That's all I want. Just one episode dedicated to that.
Pure high school shenanigans?
Just, yeah, Fred Bug. High school shenanigans. Maybe a love interest for the bug. You never know.
Dude. Who knows?
You never know, dude. All right, but that wraps up Young Titans, the first half of season 3. And let's move on to our next topic, Freeze. What do we have?
Oh, we got the Umbrella Academy.
Yes.
Yes, Dark Horse comic by the singer of, let me see.
My Chemical Romance.
There you go.
Gerard Way, yes. That's a throwback to you youngsters out there. You may not know, but this is in around 2004, 2009. My Chemical Romance was a big band at that time.
Damn, throwback.
Right? Yeah.
All those emo kids out there, like, yeah.
Yeah, they're uniting right now, dude, watching the Umbrella Academy.
Oh, man. To be honest, I knew nothing about this show. Like,
yeah, actually.
Other than, like, I knew it was a comic, a graphic novel based show coming to Netflix. I saw the trailer. It looked interesting. I had my boy, something Sheenan from The Misfits. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Nathan.
Yeah.
Here's Robert Sheenan.
Save me, Barry.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't watched Misfits, that's a good show too.
Check it out. That's definitely a good one.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I actually was like, Freeze, you gotta check this out, dude. I hear it's pretty good, man.
Oh, once he said that, and I like, all right, Nard Dog's liking it. So what did I do? I binged the whole season in one day.
Yeah, but have you watched Daredevil season 3 or Punisher yet? No, you haven't.
No.
Bastard. That's okay, man. But yeah, I only seen like 2 episodes, but I'm hooked, dude.
Oh man, the show is lit. It's funky, it's fresh, it's definitely out there. Some of the stuff like,
oh yeah,
talking monkey.
Yeah, my boy, dude.
The guy are just on the juice, the ultimate juice.
Oh,
my boy Luther.
Yeah. Oh, he's juicing hard. He's more than Bane. More than
so Bane. Much juice, dude. He's showing that hair. Like, ooh,
all right.
That hair though.
Yeah, my girl, Ellen Page, number 7.
Oh, yes, you see all the characters. You got the 7 kids. Apparently, the story is in 1989. All these 43 babies were born randomly.
Just like in the span of like 30 minutes. Like the person or the mother wasn't even pregnant, but they just like, bam.
Yeah, the mother could have not been pregnant, boom, just born. Next thing you know, she's like,
get in labor.
Baby bump, everything, giving labor. I'm like,
yeah.
And this crazy billionaire, Reginald Herringrove, I want to say.
Yeah, he basically like wants to buy him from
the to adopt everyone. Like, how much? Yeah. How much for this baby?
Yeah, pretty much buy him out. He's like, how much?
He for gets that seven baby? Out of the 43, though.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking. Well, you know, some people for the money. If the money's right, right.
Well, especially if you're not trying to have kids, you're like, a, yeah. I can imagine, like, what? I'm not trying to have kids. Also, you're pregnant, like out of nowhere, like Virgin Mary status.
Yeah, you're like, okay, yeah, yeah, sure, have my baby.
But like I said, man, it's an interesting show. You have the seven kids, each have unique personalities. You got Luther, you got Diego, Allison, you got, let's see, number four?
Ooh, I forgot. I know number five is the...
Oh, number four is Klaus.
Oh, Klaus, yeah.
Duh.
Save me, Barry.
You got number five, who's just number five, apparently.
Yeah, number five. He just, that's it.
You got number six, Ben. And number seven, Vanya.
Yes.
Alan Page, girl.
Alan Page, dude. Could do no wrong. And Mary J. Blige is also in the series.
I'm not going to lie. When I saw Mary J. Blige, I'm like, me and my girl were looking at her like, what is this show?
Right?
It's out there. Like, it's very inspired casting for sure. Because, like, she's like, wannabe looked like a Men in Black type.
Yeah.
Like ooh, okay. Like, this little Men in Black suit, tie, everything. Okay. So I'm like, it worked though. Honestly, I finished the first season. So it doesn't like, it's not like where it takes you out of the show or anything. It works. You get more of that little partner duo.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil anything for you. No,
yeah. Like,
it works though. It's not bad at all.
Okay.
It's just randomly. I'm not gonna lie. When I first saw Mary, like, is that Mary J. Blige? I'm like, oh.
No, yeah. You're like, what?
Like, and you got my the casting's great. You got the actor. Oh, if I could just look up his name real quick. But Dickon Tarly from Game of Thrones.
Wait, which one?
He plays. That's Luther. That's Samuel Tarly's brother.
Ah, no cares.
His older brother.
No cares about him though. Game of Thrones.
Oh, my boy, I'm like Sam, dude.
I'm only it's the Sam, dude.
That's, oh no, dude.
I don't care about
my heart.
I don't care about his brother, dude. I just want Sam, dude.
He got canceled, bro. He canceled. No, well, to be fair, I was gonna say a spoiler, but never mind. I was about Game of Thrones. I was like, I don't want to get lit up by commenters.
Oh, you gotta tell me after. I want to know.
Oh, we will.
Yeah.
We will.
And real quick, because pretty much. Umbrella Academy, I think we went through it, right? Basically, you know, it's out there, but it's definitely worth a watch.
I like it a lot. The first episode really hooked me.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely going to try to finish it this weekend coming up.
And to be honest, now, there's like maybe, like, if I have to give a general, like, of the whole season, there's like maybe like two low parts of the season.
Okay.
But not, like, it wouldn't be like, I want to call them boring, just like more story
filler.
Oriented.
Yeah, filler.
Yeah, but the chemistry is what keeps you there. The chemistry is like of all the actors and characters, like obviously they have to be family, so they have some kind of chemistry.
Yeah.
You know, like the brother bonds, brother sister bonds.
Yeah. But yeah,
that's pretty much where the bread and butter is at, is their interactions with each other, like how they act with all the different powers.
Okay.
And Klaus, dude, he's gonna become an MVP.
No, yeah, dude. Yeah, definitely. He's a front runner for like MVP of the show. Just from what I see.
Oh yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Trust. And there's a mystery, of course.
Yeah.
It's the easy season favorite.
Yeah, real quick, I just want to say, what was that one, that the Haunting of Hill House? I saw it. It was okay.
Watch
Umbrella Academy. I like that more. I don't know if it's just me.
It got, but the other the House on Haunting Hill, whatever that show is, it got renewed for season two, so it must be well received to get another season.
No, it was like, it was super hyped. I watched it. My fiance, she loved it. A lot of people I talked to loved it. I watched it. I was like, it's good, you know. I don't know, maybe because I'm more of a, I don't know, I do like the ghosts and like that kind of
paranormal
stuff.
Paranormal types of,
yeah.
What'd you see? Klaus, bro, he's very paranormal.
No, yeah, that's why I liked him, because you'll find out what his power is eventually.
Yeah. I was
gonna
call that show another Birdhouse show, but it was actually Bird Box. So I corrected myself.
Oh, Bird
before I said
right,
Birdhouse. I was like, the Birdhouse show with Sandra Bullock. Like, oh, I mean Bird Box.
Yeah, that's quick thinking right there.
Oh yeah, no messing up names here right now.
Yeah, not today. But no, I don't know. That was a weird tangent that I went off right now. But Umbrella Academy,
I dig it.
I don't know. It's for the broken. and the Damned. That's a My Chemical Romance for all you youngsters out there.
My little Black Parade.
The Black Parade, yeah, dude.
It's the only song I know from that.
Yeah, that's a banger, dude.
Oh, easily.
But yeah, dude, and we were talking before, there's about, what, 3 series runs on this, Freeze? You were telling me?
Right, yeah, so there's only, like, 3 miniseries. Well, there's third one's still ongoing. It's only, like, maybe, like, 1 or 2 issues. But as of right now, completed, there's the two miniseries, and then the third one that's ongoing right now. So we'll see, like, I haven't read the comic book, so I don't know how much is in one season. Yeah. I don't know how much it covers, like, for all I know. All of season 1's antics and action could have happened in the first issue of the miniseries, so we'll see. But like I said, highly recommend it. As me, I've already seen the first whole season already.
Yeah.
It's good. If you like comic book stuff, the superheroes, like powers, like kind of like out of the field sometimes, act like antics.
Yeah.
And like a good camera shoot, good acting. But yeah, you got a little well-rounded cast, very diverse, so.
Yeah,
I highly recommend it.
I think what drew me to it, it seems like a breath of fresh air, like compared to like the Marvel and DC stuff going on right now.
Of course, yeah, of course, it's different. Like, it's like I said, it's like the third party independent comic book scene, like the publishers.
Yeah,
so it's cool. Yeah, totally. Like, it's, like I said, it's different, so you're gonna get like, fresh ideas, like you said.
No, yeah, definitely check it out if you get a chance on Netflix. As Freeze said, it's binge worthy. You could watch.
Easily.
You could power.
Only like less than an hour episode. Some are like 45 minutes to 55 minutes.
Yeah.
So basically, give or take an hour for per episode, but it goes. Some of the episodes fly. You're like, what? I'm already done. I'm like, come on.
That's how the first two they went like that. They're like, it's already over.
Right, and it's like some of them like almost felt like long movies.
Yeah.
Like some episodes are like, oh nice, like. I'm into it.
Definitely. Lastly, on the chalkboard, what is our last?
Well, next week, Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
My girl, Carol Danvers. We'll see, man. She's supposed to be the strongest superhero in the MCU, so she'll see raids.
Yeah, we're going to see, dude, because pretty much after Infinity Wars, you know, a lot of people were left like, what? You know, what the hell? I'm not gonna lie, I was in the theater. I know, you know, next movie they're gonna sort things out. Some people are not gonna make it, but they're gonna rewrite most of the wrongs that were.
Of course, you can't leave it the way it ended. You can't leave it that way. No way.
Yeah, but I'm just like, okay, this is our movie between, right? Nothing else came out after that, or Ant-Man and Wasp.
Oh, Ant-Man and the Wasp, yeah.
Yeah, but basically, you know, at the end of Infinity Wars, we have my boy, Samuel Jackson, sending the beacon to Captain Marvel.
The pager, dude, like the SOS.
Yeah, dude, old school pager. Right?
I was like, oh, man. Right? But you'll see. She's supposed to come and save the day. We'll see where she's at in this movie.
Yeah.
But early reviews of Captain Marvel, I was saying it's high-flying, character-driven of Carol Danvers. Very good origin story. She kills at the role. Ben Mendelsohn, the villain, he said he's a scene stealer. Same thing with the cat, Goose.
Yeah.
The cat's Goose.
Goose, dude.
That's hilarious. Like, it's a co-pilot. But
is that a reference to Top Gun?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Has to be.
Well, she's like Maverick, so like, her cat's Goose. That's pretty cool.
The Goose is loose.
Yeah. And come on, whenever you see Carol Danvers punch an old lady in the bus stop,
oh, know, yeah.
it's gotta be something.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. I was sold, dude. I was sold on that. Even though... Yeah, I shouldn't be. I died when I saw that.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar. Like, I know of Captain Marvel.
Like,
I know, like, all that stuff. Well, she used to be Miss Marvel and all that.
Yeah.
But, like, as far as, like, her full comic book history or any of that stuff, not too familiar. Like, just, like, certain references.
Yeah, she's just, like, OP, right?
Yeah, she has that Kree power. So, we'll see how that goes. I'm looking forward to it, so, though.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that, too. I'm most importantly, probably... You know, I'm going to probably enjoy the movie, but the end credits, that's what I want to see.
Oh, well, yeah. Is right. It going to connect to Endgame? Is it going to connect to something? Or maybe she gets the beeper page, like SOS?
Yeah, which is kind of like, I didn't want it to, I don't know, maybe it's me being greedy, but I want it to be more than just like, oh, I got the message. Because like, oh, obviously she got the message.
You know yeah, exactly, mean? Right? It's like, no duh.
Yeah, she's getting paged. Yeah, I don't want it to be like...
Just that, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe she lands. Maybe it'll show her, like, almost like post message. Like, maybe, I don't know, landing on Earth. Like, everyone's, like, spoiler, dusted.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, what the heck happened? And she reconnects. Reconnects with the Avengers. And like, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, because in the Endgame, we haven't seen her yet. You know what I mean? In that,
I bet you she's, like, digitally erased in some of the scenes in the trailer.
Yeah. I can see that. And then after,
like, kind of like hacks, like they don't show it and just add it again digitally at the last before like the movie comes out.
Yeah, you know what's funny too. Side note, when they had the Infinity War trailer, right, and when they had the Wakanda fight scene, like when they're running through the jungle, there was Hulk. Hulk was in that, dude.
Oh yeah, he's not even in the movie.
Yeah, I was like, that's why I was kind of like, what the hell? Like, I was always expecting him to like have his Hulk moment during that movie.
And he never came.
Yeah, he never came. Yeah, dude.
That's smart in the trailer. They actually did that they added something
to throw us off. Yeah.
So that's okay. So yeah, who knows? Because supposedly the trailers for the every trailer for Infinity Endgame, or not Infinity, Avengers Endgame, is only going to be scenes from the first 15 minutes.
Oh wow!
So anything, you won't see anything past like the first 15 minutes of the trailer, so you won't get spoiled.
Nice. You know what?
And right now it's looking at 3 hours too.
Just leave it full, because this is it, dude. This is going to tie up a lot of loose ends here. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And after this, we're not going to get a movie for like maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
Like a Marvel movie, with the exception of Spider-Man, even though it's technically like Sony.
Yeah, it's the moneymaker, dude. You can't stop Peter Parker.
But other than that, you're not going to see an MCU movie till like maybe the end of 2020.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? Like, dang.
No, yeah, It's weird, man. It's kind of like a whole like a decade of this. You know what I mean? It's finally gonna come to an end. Like you know what I mean? Like what's a bigger like? Forget about Game of Thrones, all right? I'm out of Game of Thrones. We're gonna do an episode about this.
Oh, we'll definitely do an episode of Game of Thrones. But, trust.
Okay, forget about the White Walkers and you know the humans, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the whole build up from season. This is more than that. This is the universe, Freeze. This is the whole universe, entire universe.
More than 10 years and 11 years in the making.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're even talking about like, if we want to go further back, even though it's not related, but like, you know, like Spider-Man to 2000s. Who would have thought?
Oh, X-Men. Yes.
Yeah. Who would have thought that this, like, the whole superhero movie genre would like lead up to this mega blockbuster?
Like, this is like a comic book nerd's wet dream. This is a movie's like, oh, live action. Like, everything just coming to fruition.
Yeah, seriously. It's like, man. I even mean, like, again, like, little chills about it. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh, yeah.
And then just think, like, oh, it's going to come to an end. Like, I'm going to be legit sad once, you know, the final credits roll and all that.
Yeah, there's going to be some deaths. I'm hopefully my boy is not gone.
No, he's done, dude. Tony Stark.
No, I legit teared up the first time I saw him get stabbed. Like, no.
Oh yeah, I thought it's funny because once that happened, I immediately thought of you. I was like, oh, Freeze is crying right now.
I'm like, this is it. I was like bracing myself like, this is it.
There's a grown man in the theater right now, crying.
I'm like, no, Tony.
Yeah, man, but. Definitely.
Like I said, Captain Marvel's gonna lead up to this. Gonna keep that hype train going.
Oh, dude.
Gonna show her what she got. Hopefully she comes in, just throw some blows to Thanos and like call it a day.
Yeah, call GGs to get the glove up and running, dude. Just, I don't know. Would you snap again, dude? Or would you clap? I don't know. How are you gonna bring everybody back?
I don't know. Maybe she can be like the rally monkey.
Right.
Like, let's go.
Yeah. But man, it's... I'm not ready for it, man. I'm not ready.
You're never ready. Use that Kevin Hart. Like, who wasn't ready?
Yeah. It's glad to be back, Freeze.
Always. Love to be back.
Always good to be back. Go ahead,
Well, ladies and gents, that was another episode of the NRD podcast. Always had a great time. Looking forward to MCU, non-Marvel DC stuff with the Umbrella Academy. The hype. Freaking Young Justice, all the good stuff, nerd, comic book, even some Game of Thrones stuff.
Yes. Game of Thrones, we're coming for you. We're coming for you. I got a lot of things to say about you, Game of Thrones.
Oh, we could go at it. To me, we should do an episode like warm up to the final season.
Definitely.
We'll definitely do
it.
Definitely.
It's about like a month and a half away, right? March?
Oh, yeah.
Or no,
yeah,
April.
April 14th. So we're about like, yeah, you said month and a half.
Coming for you. I'm coming for you, Game of Thrones. I got a lot of heat. You're not ready for it. They're not ready for it, Game of Thrones.
I'm not ready.
I'm coming in hot, man, that episode.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is your boy, Mr. Freeze, aka the Frozen One.
And the Nar Pup.
Well, you guys have a good one. Till next time. Adios.
Peace.